Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Graham this morning from Crossroads Chiropractic Lakeside in Meredith. We've been talking a little bit about office ergonomics. I was adjusting the other day over the chiropractic tables, and if you've ever watched a chiropractor adjust someone else, you know that we're bent over and applying a thrust or a force to their body, probably at the expense of ours, especially with the repeated number of adjustments and thrusts that we give in a day. Multiply that times our days in our week and weeks in a year and the years that we'll be practicing. I'm in my 18th year of being a chiropractor, and that doesn't count the adjustments that I gave in chiropractic college. So I'm getting to be a little bit of a dinosaur, but it's okay because I'm still young because I'm staying well adjusted. Thanks to Dr. Graham and Dr. Jen over at Crossroads. So before we went to break, we were talking about setting up your workstation. And even if you need to invest a little bit of your own money, this could be a wise investment for yourself.
Absolutely.
And you know what? If you quit your job or they fire you, take your chair with you that you bought.
Yeah, man, it's yours.
It's yours.
It's yours. Take it with you.
So if you're looking for a chair, make sure that you find one that is adjustable in height and adjustable in shape and has adequate lumbar back support.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't find one, you can always grab one of those little pillows, those lumbar support pillows. They sell them at a lot of the auto goods stores.
Yeah, yeah.
And just tuck that in the back of your office chair so that you have support for that lumbar curve, that curve you're supposed to have in your lower back.
Absolutely, because your lumbar curve is typically going to, imagine it this way, it's going to be poking forward, so to speak, towards your belly button. So it's going to be arched. And think about when you sit down in a chair, what happens most often? You usually curl into a C, so your head's forward, you know, over your workstation, I get it. But that's taking that curve in the wrong direction. And when it goes in the wrong direction, it becomes incredibly compressive. And so everything begins to squish down on your discs. And remember, the disc are the cushions between the bones. And so as those begin to get squished down, they begin to get damaged. And then with that repetitive long-term sitting in that position, eventually all of a sudden, you know, you're 20 years into your career and you're like, man, why do I have pain that shoots down my legs? Why are my discs going bad? Why am I getting MRIs? Why is this happening to me?
Why have I lost an inch in height since I was a teenager?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's because everything's being compressed down. And so something as simple as that lumbar support could, you know, could be a big difference. And if you want to try it really cheap, roll up a towel.
Yes.
Like roll
a bath size towel.
Yeah, roll it up into a log, stick it back there and see if that changes your situation. If it does, then go ahead and invest in getting one of the actual ones.
Or just keep using the towel.
Or keep using the towel if you
it's
want.
It's a little ghetto, but
yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, do your thing.
It works.
Do your thing.
It works. So when you're sitting in your chair at your workstation, it's important that you're facing forward to your work. And that sounds kind of stupid, right? Like, you want your knees to face
it sounds direction. Common sense.
Because, yeah. It seems silly that I'm even discussing it, but you want your knees to face forward and to be at a 90-degree angle with your feet flat on the floor. So if you're a shorty like I am, you may have to put your chair really low to the ground, but that may leave your desk surface too high.
Yeah.
So one solution for those of us that are in the 5-foot category is to get a box or a step stool or something solid that you can put your feet on underneath your desk so that you can have your chair up high enough to accommodate where your arm should be relative to your keyboard, but still have your feet flat and solid on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, I know this all sounds kind of common sense when you actually start thinking about it. But I think the biggest thing that we want to really drive home with you is that you need to actually be thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So when you go into work, look at your station and look at yourself. So if you're 6'4", guess what? You're probably going to have to raise your monitor. It is what it is. If you're 5 foot nothing, you're probably going to need to put like a step stool or a box so your feet won't be dangling. And so just start looking at your body versus your workstation and making sure that's all squared up. Just start putting some recognition around that, because a lot of times we're just so focused on what we're doing and we just want to get through our work day that we're like, hey, I'm just going to deal with it. I'm just going to deal with it. And these are things that you shouldn't have to deal with because they're really easy fixes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're also at a workstation and you're using a phone a lot, do not put the phone between your ear and your shoulder.
Yep. The side crush.
Yep.
Yeah. And that, I think that's really common because I have a lot of people bring that up with me. They're like, you know, I realize at work, I pin my ear to my shoulder. I bring my shoulder up to my ear and I pinch that phone in there all day. Get a headset, man. Like, get a headset or just be conscious of that and don't do that. If you're, you know, maybe you're not on the phone a whole lot.
Yeah. Those are subluxations waiting to happen.
Yeah.
The subluxations are misalignments in the spine. That's what chiropractors deal with. And we're trying to share today some of those things that may be happening at work that could be causing you to be subluxated, to be misaligned. And subluxations can lead to secondary conditions like headaches, migraines, neck pain, back pain, even digestive problems, breathing problems. It just about anything can go wrong in the body as a secondary problem to having misalignments in your spine, because the spinal cord and nerves come down through those vertebrae and exit. So when things are out of alignment, it affects the neurology.
Absolutely. And a lot of times you also see along those secondary conditions, you'll see a lot of folks who work at desk, they'll come in and they'll tell us they've been diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome, except they'll say, well, it's bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome that's happening at the exact same time to the exact same amount. And something I want you to consider is that, do you use both hands the same amount? Because you probably don't, even though you probably should be. And we'll touch on that in a minute, but you probably don't. So stuff's not going to wear out left to right at the same pace. So if you're feeling something on both sides of your body, generally that means you need to look to a central location. So more than likely, if you're having pain down your arms or in your hands or numbness, tingling, something like that, and it's both sides, a lot of times that means it's from the neck, and you could be losing some disc space in your neck, and you're starting to get some compression on the nerves in your neck, and that's why you're getting it in both hands. So if you're getting that, that would be something very, very important to get checked out by a chiropractor.
Yeah. Absolutely. So in looking at generalizations of things that may cause subluxations in your work, doing things that require repeated motions, and particularly repeated twisting of the lower back would be one trigger for subluxations, lower back pain, injuries to the discs. So if you have that situation, it would be best if you could move your feet and twist your whole body rather than just twisting at the waist repeatedly.
I think that's incredibly common, because I have a lot of people bring that up to me. They'll say, well, my computer's in front of me, and I have this over here on my desk to my right that I work with, and I sit there on my computer, and then I turn my body, like, you know, just to the right a little bit, and I go back to my computer, and I turn to the right, and I go back to the computer. And the whole time, they're literally just rotate, compress the low back, rotate, compress the low back.
And always to the right.
And always to the right. Yeah, even if you're really, really going to refuse to do it correctly and actually shift your whole chair, that's why office chairs rotate. And if you're not going to do that, at the very least, switch the sides you're going to rotate to. And that applies to everything, because how many people come in during snow shovel season or leaf raking season and have flare-ups in their low back because they just rake the same direction? They just shovel the same direction. So you got to flip it and go both sides and keep things as even as possible and put some awareness around that.
And vacuuming, I'll add that one to the list.
Yeah.
The same direction, the same side.
Over and over again. Over and over again. And then we touched on that just a minute ago, but I'd also say thinking about keeping things not just rotationally the same, but bilateral the same, not just using one hand for everything, making sure that you're using both hands for things, because you have two sides of your body. And I get we have handedness. Most of us are not ambidextrous. I'm certainly not. And so I get it, but we have to, the more you use your offhand, the better it gets at stuff. And so you do need to consider, like, say you're sitting there collating something, and you're just over and over stapling with your right hand, stapling with your right hand. And so every time you're raising your shoulder up to your ear, you're slapping your hand down, you're not creating symmetry of the body. So it's going to create problems for you.
Absolutely. And I was also thinking, as a chiropractor, I have a habit of sometimes adjusting from the same side of the table.
Yeah, because when you're laying on the table, so in our tables, you'd be laying flat on your stomach, face down, and we'll be on one side or the other of you, say, as we're adjusting between your shoulder blades. And most of us tend to stand on one side, so we're rotating only one direction. So listen, we're not above you in this. We're preaching to ourselves as well.
Yes.
That this is stuff that we have to be conscious and aware of as well, because if we don't, it's going to drastically shorten our careers.
Yeah. So if you have a workstation where you're always going the same direction, see if you can switch it up.
Absolutely.
If it's not on a daily basis, but by the week or by the month, so that you do, I don't want to say wear out both sides equally, but really use both sides equally.
Yeah, absolutely.
For less wear and tear. It's not an office thing, but we were talking about repeatedly twisting to the same side all the time, and I just thought I would throw in golf.
Yeah, because obviously you're not going to start golfing left-handed if you're a righty, but you do need to just go ahead and take some practice swings the opposite way. We don't expect you to try to tee off left-handed.
You know, some people do their office work while on the golf course, so I guess that could, like, kind of count.
We'll count it.
There are deals made on the golf course.
Yeah, count it.
Count it. All right, so if you're a golfer, take some practice swings the opposite way, because when you repeatedly twist in the same direction over and over again, you're building muscles on one side unevenly. You're stressing the spine repeatedly in the same direction. Again, just not good.
And that goes for all our weekend warriors. Because when you work all week at the office and you sit at your desk and you're like, oh my goodness, I need to get something done this weekend that's not sitting at my desk. So you go join a softball league, or you're going to golf, or you're going to be a runner, or you're going to do whatever. Like, we tend to do things with asymmetries and pound things out and damage things and create subluxations. So even if you have a perfect ergonomic office station and you do perfect all week, and then you go out and live your weekend warrior life, you're probably still going to create some subluxations.
Mm-hmm. Now, along the lines of having a job that might create subluxation, people that drive truck, people that put long hours in the car, cars are not meant to be in for long periods, if you ask a chiropractor.
They're not. And we weren't meant to sit for a long time. Like, that's just not what the human body was made to do. Sitting for extended periods is not what we were made to do.
Mm-hmm. I also think about people that have awkward position to their spine. So electricians that are working overhead a lot.
Plumbers.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. God bless. We have the sweetest, most amazing plumber, and he owns one of the big plumbing businesses in town. And what a hot low back he was. And so much better when he makes it for his wellness adjustments.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And really what we're getting at is, like, if you have a spine, it's like having teeth. Like, if you have teeth, you probably take care of them. If you have a spine, you have to take care of it. It, unfortunately, like the rest of our body, is not a maintenance-free zone. If you stop working out, your genes get tighter. If you eat unhealthy, you get less healthy. If you don't take care of your spine, it breaks down. It's like everything else in your body, because you want to have it and you want to use it for at least 80 or 90 years, hopefully, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And so take care of it. It is a use it or lose it situation in terms of taking care of it.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to invite you into Crossroads Chiropractic to have your spine checked for subluxations. If we were describing any of your work situations, you really should have a family chiropractor on your health and wellness team. At Crossroads Chiropractic, we have 3 locations in Epping, Meredith, and in Pembroke. This month, you can have a complete exam, including any necessary x-rays, for just $49. It's an awesome opportunity to have your spine checked for vertebral subluxations and find out how chiropractic might be able to help you be healthier, not just with your overall spinal health, but maybe some of the secondary conditions that are bothering you as well. Go to our website, crossroadschiropractic.com, for more information, or give us a call to set up your appointment at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. We'd love to check your spine, help you be healthier, and of course, check your whole family's spine, because spinal health starts when you're young. Don't let your body break down and have symptoms and then call the chiropractor. Start your kids off young with a healthy spine. Until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on WEMJ and WTPL.